I'm so pleased that we got to have Rita Marie Johnson here last Sunday and share with you part of the beautiful understandings that she's bringing together in the creation of that peace that goes from the very center of the heart out into the farthest experiences as we grow as humankind. Wonderful, wonderful teacher, and what a treat. And then we've been working on that heart path to freedom, that ability that we have as spiritual beings to make the journey to where we are free of any limitation keeping us from fulfilling that magnificent purpose for which you came here. That freedom we can access and enter into through this beautiful spiritual power within us. So we've been looking at how to do that. And there's six steps that I have found to be tremendously effective and powerful in that journey. And so we started looking at those. We've acknowledged the first two steps so far. The first one being embracing the feelings and emotions that we have, particularly those negative ones that make us uncomfortable, that speak to us of things within the self that are not yet in harmony with who we really are and what is taking place within our lives. That step to embrace and say yes to those, because they're a part of our experience. They're a part of this sacred journey, not to control us, but to simply say, hey, this is that place where you got some healing to do. Pay attention to me. So as we embrace and say yes to that, and then stepping from that part of ourselves that's all caught up in that world of that reactive feeling, stepping into the power and presence of the spiritual being that we access through our hearts. And the way that we turn that power of the heart on is by breathing love. Breathing love. Now, we looked at a number of different ways to help us enter into that feeling of love, to really activate this amazing spiritual presence and power. And then once this is alive and powerful in us, the next step, which I want to share with you today, is a most beautiful experience within ourselves. It's something that teachers again and again have referred to as spiritual understanding. Spiritual understanding. It's that kind of divine objectivity that lets us take a look at our life, in particular at that part of our life that's caught and being identified through that reactive pain or issue that keeps coming up within us. Because we know that part of the journey into our freedom is to heal those things so they no longer control and limit the experience of our life. So stepping into that divine objectivity, activating that spiritual understanding, gives us such a different view of life. Now, we can do that. We can activate it, because once we're in our heart, that spiritual power is right there. And we've been breathing love. So anytime you have love, you have intelligence. Love is God. God is love. And anytime the divine is there, that principle that is the divine is also the principle of light, the principle of intelligence, the principle of illumination that flows in and through that spiritual power. So we're able to do that. Let me give you an example that maybe helps explain the process a little bit. This is an experience that I had the opportunity to journey through that was the kind of awakening for me of the tremendous reality of the freedom we could experience. What happened was, I was about to engage with a group of people. We were together for a conference, an experience of some sort, and I suddenly found that I was experiencing a lot of anxiety about that. It was very uncomfortable. I wanted to go out and talk to people, but I was feeling tension. I was feeling discomfort. The truth is, I wanted to turn and run the other direction. And I looked at that and said, whoa, what's going on? You know, peace and harmony, that wasn't. So I decided that I wanted to embrace, be with those feelings and see where we went. Okay, if there's only one reason for it to be there, and that's because it's now time to get free of it. And so I went apart, and I took some time, first of all, to just experience. Now, I didn't know what they were. I didn't have a name for what was going on, but I felt a great deal of anxiety, of tension, discomfort. And so as I embraced those feelings, then I knew I had to step and bring that greater part of the self to this experience. Because as great as it is to be in our emotions, they aren't who we are. They are something that we experience as we journey through this realm. But they are really not the nature of ourselves. So I had to turn on this power that flows through the heart. And so I did that simply by taking some time and breathing the feeling of love. And I probably took maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes of just sitting there quietly, activating that feeling, going into those things, those memories and focuses that helped that to really become alive in me. And I could just feel that energy of love lifting and clarifying. And it's exquisite and beautiful. And then I asked for understanding. I asked for understanding. Because I knew that within that love is the wisdom to clearly perceive what we are journeying through. Now, in that understanding, as I began to look at myself, I was able to identify what it had. It was like a fear of rejection that was there for me. Okay, and it was very, very strong. It was very powerful. Now, I don't know what was the cause of it, but I've worked with the emotional world well enough to know that there was something back there in my past that would have really triggered and anchored that reaction within me. Okay, and I also saw how difficult it had been through the years. Okay, now, first of all, I'm an introvert. My idea of a good time is to sit there quietly watching a tree. You know, that's what renews me, that quiet, beautiful, still inner. And it happens to me there's a lot of introverts in Unity. But I was in a profession that put me right out in the middle of people. Now, if you're an introvert and you've got that fear of rejection, being in a profession that puts you in the middle of people is a really dumb place to be. Okay? Not only that, it's always at its highest when you're the focus of attention. Okay? I get up and what's my job? Get up there and you're the focus of attention. My goodness, what a dumb choice. So let me actually make a distinction here. Okay, when we look, we have different ways of stepping into that objective viewpoint of ourselves, of understanding ourselves. Okay, one is through the head. Now, through the head, we have the capability of identifying and analyzing what's taking place within us. We can do that very clearly. We can, you know, it will name those feelings. It loves to name things. Okay, and then What happens is it looks as it did and said, okay, well, wow, look at this situation in your life. What are you doing there? Because one of the things that the head does is it is dualistic. Okay, it's polarized in the way that we think. And so it looks at everything that we understand, and it filters it through a function that tries to protect us so we survive, so we run away from danger. So anything that goes through our brain is being checked, and if it seems like that's not a good thing, and things that make us afraid are not a good thing, and it helps us clarify that we should run away, and it does that by making us very judgmental, okay, feeling guilty, being wrong, because it loves wrong or right. You know, you're with me or against me. Okay, that's the way that the brain works. So here's my life situation, and one way is looking at it through that brain. Okay, guilt. And imagine being a spiritual teacher and having to go around all the time with fear. That's pretty close to failure in my book. Okay? So if I had looked at it through that brain, that objectivity that we get through our head, that is the experience. It's one of the reasons we don't really like looking into what's going on in us. Okay? Our brain tends to beat us up about it a bit. But that wasn't where I was looking from. Because I had taken that time to breathe the love, to open the power of spirit through my heart. And our heart looks at things differently. It is a higher wisdom. And it recognized, of course, this is a great challenge, to be in a place of service that is public when you have these feelings. And when your idea of what you want to do is go be a part rather than connect. But it also recognized how deeply meaningful it had to be for me to be in that service, that I would seek to not let those things stop me. It gave me understanding of that meaning. And I got to see how, because I loved people, I was able to do it anyhow. So the experience of the heart's understanding was enlightening. It was compassionate. And it had wholeness as its very nature. Because the divine presence is wholeness all the time, every time. Okay. What lets us look and know that we can look at those painful things that come up in us is we know a secret. God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
Even when it doesn't feel good,
God is good.
That divine presence is there. Now, I had a choice. Would I go to that spiritual power, or would I just analyze this from my intellect? And to get there, I had to go through the heart. I had to really open up that heart through breathing love. And then I could see with compassion. Now, what I want to share with you is that did not heal the situation. It did not remove that anxiety. Okay. It did not remove whatever pain was under that and free me from that. In order to do that, I needed to journey through these next three steps that I'm going to be sharing with you over the next 3 weeks, where we go deeper and deeper into this powerful transforming energy of spirit through the human heart. So, nonetheless, there are people who have experienced healing and being freed from those emotional structures by this step of spiritual understanding. Okay, so again, because it's different than my experience, it doesn't mean that this is a spiritual tool, doesn't have that potential for healing, because it is spiritual power that is flowing through us. Okay, for example, to give a situation where that healing occurred, young woman, she was working in a mission for a church mission in a foreign country. Now, in sharing your story, she doesn't say what the country is or what that church was. But it was something that was involved with service to people. And it was something that was, valuable and meaningful thing to be doing. But what she reports is as she was engaged in this, she found herself increasingly unhappy. It was not satisfying. She was very, very unhappy. And as she went longer and longer in it, she began to experience depression. And finally, it was difficult enough for her. She just had to stop and face it. She was depressed. She was unhappy. You're doing something that she was convinced should be a wonderful thing to do. So, having embraced those feelings, then she activated her heart. Now, she didn't have this knowledge that we know, that you can just go in and turn it on by breathing love. What she had was the spiritual technique of the religion that she was involved with. Okay, and that was through the experience of prayer. So she went into the experience of prayer. Now, in that tradition, she would have asked for help. Okay, that asking, please God, help me with this. She had to know how to deal with what was happening in her life. And so in that asking, if you think about the experience of asking for help, isn't that a beautiful expression of self-love? And how wonderful that she could go and open to that and let that feeling of love, of care, of that divine presence grow in her until she could feel love. And then she asked to understand. She looked and realized, wow, here I am in this mission service. And she realized her parents had been in mission service. When they were young people, they'd been a part of something like this thing that she was in, and it was wonderful and meaningful to them. And they returned and raised this wonderful daughter, and they raised her in a very, in a very religious household that was a part of whatever this practice was that she was in. And they had encouraged and helped her go on this mission experience because it had been so wonderful for them. It was their dream, not hers. This wasn't what had meaning to her. This is what had meaning to them. And she's looking at a life where the things that were important to her, she had put on hold to go be about something that was important to somebody else, her parents. No wonder she was unhappy. She could understand what was taking place in her and what she was moving through. Now, when she understood that, she also saw very clearly that one of the beautiful things that happens in this flow of divine energy is that it strengthens us and helps us move to a new state of consciousness. And she was able to understand, I need to leave, go home, and get about my life. Now, she understood that. She no longer felt unhappy. Okay, she no longer felt depressed. She was excited. She could get about her life, do what had meaning to her. That next day, she went to the person who was the head of the missions and said, "I quit. I want a plane ticket home." Okay, and she was excited. And she wrote years later to talk about how much it meant to have that moment of understanding where she was able to see her life clearly. And as I say, she walked away freed from those emotional experiences that were so limiting her life. There is a wonderful part of the Native American spirituality. If you look at the Native American medicine wheel, one of the symbols of the four directions is eagle. What happened for that young woman was she experienced the vision of eagle. She could look and see the wholeness of what was taking place. She could see the pattern that was there, the broader understanding and her place in it. One of the reasons that eagle is so important is I believe that part of our growth requires us to journey through that consciousness of eagle. How to enter into that place. There's a beautiful understanding given by Emily Cady, somebody I often go to just check out and see, is this really how it works? Great teacher. She says, understanding is a spiritual birth, a revelation of God within the heart of man. Understand about spiritual understanding now. Spiritual understanding is a spiritual birth, a revelation of God within the heart of man. Okay, that understanding, revelation, the illumination from love, God, within her heart. The understanding that I experienced when I saw what was taking place in my life. A revelation and an awakening, a greater vision from God, from love, through the experience of the heart. Now, if you're going to look at the experience of objectivity, the greatest observers, as near as I can tell, of this earth experience are the Taoists. They're just marvelous. And going back to Lao Tzu, who put it in such creative and beautiful terms, he says, "The master observes the world, but trusts his inner vision." In other words, we see the pattern that is there. I think that we're capable of analyzing, but it is from the heart, from that deeper spiritual understanding. That is the understanding that we trust. The master observes the world, but trusts his inner vision. His heart is open as the sky. And that's where we get to, isn't it? When we see with that understanding, we are then open. Breathing love, I open to understanding. That's that step. Breathing love, I open to understanding. Join me.
Breathing love, I open to understanding.
Again.
Breathing love, I open to understanding.
Do you feel that process? Okay. Again,
Breathing love, I open to understanding.
So we've been working these steps together. So let me suggest a way of doing this. Okay, sometime during your day, when there's a little bit of quiet time, you sit down for a moment and just look back and say, you know, during the last day, during the last week, is there a time in there when I had some of those feelings come up? That painfulness, the anger, the upset, the anxiety, the worry. And looking at one of those times and just then embracing that feeling, accepting it, acknowledging it, experiencing it. It's okay. It's a part of what we're going through. And then breathe love. Breathe love. Breathe love. Breathe love. Breathing love. I open to understanding. Invite that openness within yourself. Together.
Breathing love. I open to understanding.
Yeah, letting it be there. Now, because we're sharing this journey together, Lisa Nichols, who's our webmaster, said that on the front pages of our website, we have a blog down there at the bottom of the front page. And so she's opened that up so that we can go and share our experiences as we practice these things and share them with each other. It'd just be a wonderful opportunity. It's so helpful when you see someone else's experiences, you're trying to do that yourself. So in where the blog post is down there, what it is it has, there's always a synopsis of Sunday's lesson and the affirmation and the process that we've talked about is there. And then there's a chance to share what your experience is. So I invite you, anybody willing to commit to try this out during the week? Okay, make those three powerful steps, putting them together, and then coming into that openness, that beautiful experience of spiritual understanding. Together.
Breathing love, I open to understanding.
That openness is the openness to the amazing presence and power of the spiritual being you are. That intelligence, that wisdom is your wisdom. That wisdom is one with the divine presence and power that brings an order, a purpose, a love, and transformation to everything within our lives. Enjoy.